Hi, this is a dictation for Wember Collins, V like Victor, E-M, B like boy, E-R, Wember Collins, C-O-L-L-I-N-S. Date of birth is 6-10-1973, date of accident 10-2-2021, date of service 11-14-2023. Mr. Wember Collins was seen first time on 6-12-2023. For a ongoing issues of pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, both knees, and the right shoulder, left elbow, headaches. And he reported that he never had any pain doctor except he saw Dr. Redden, Dr. Suleiman, and Dr. Gilliard as the orthopedic surgeons, and never had any IME exam that was requested. The patient has seen Dr. Kripchak as well at Northland Radiology and C-Spine. And a significant amount of physical therapy has been done through medical PT, Blue Spring physical therapy, and step-by-step physical therapy with equivocal relief. However, he has never done any chiropractic treatment, laser treatment, or any surgery, except he had a knee surgery in 1999 prior to this accident at Saratoga Hospital, and also for a left elbow surgery. This gentleman reported that many of his symptoms are allegedly related to the automobile accident where he was involved on 10-2-2021 near 696 and Van Dyke, where he was hit or T-boned on a passenger side while he was traveling as a front seat passenger. The impact caused him headaches along with injury to the head and also symptoms of TBI, leading to dizziness, loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration, nightmares, fearful of the event, sleepwalking, nausea, vomiting, blurred vision, spots in the vision. And he also started having pain in the left elbow, left hip, left knee, and neck whiplash, head injured to the seat, as well as pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back pain. His records have still not been obtained in full, and we're still trying to obtain them. At issue, we have an MRI of the left elbow, dated 3/29/2022, which shows negative findings. Left knee MRI shows dated 3/29/2022 maceration and tearing of the body and posterior horn of the medial meniscus and mucoid degeneration delamination of anterior cruciate ligament and medial tibiofemoral joint compartment chondromalacia degenerative spurring. The patient has been advised to come back for several injections of Marken with steroid to bring relief and a possible surgery. He was referred to an orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Cohen. He also has a moderate joint effusion in the knee and a bone infarct in the distal femur and proximal tibia. Regarding the right shoulder, he is found to have a degenerative change in AC joint, but there is no issue with the rotator cuff or shoulder joint as such. Regarding the brain MRI, was completely normal, no acute findings. However, we have no idea whether he has done a neuropsych therapy, and now it is a little too late. Several years have passed from his accident. An MRI are negative. E-spine MRI shows spinal canal stenosis of C3-4, severe right C4-5 foramina stenosis, mild C5-6, C6-7 spinal stenosis with severe foramina stenosis, also at C7-T1. He also has an uncomfortable joint osteophytes, facet joint arthritis, is a disc herniation at C6-7, bulging disc at C7-T1. And for this patient has been advised to come for injection of the facet joints as well as for the epidural injections time 2 or 3. For a 6-spine T8 and 9, MRI shows mild disc bulge without spinal canal. No treatment is required. There is a mild spondylosis. No treatment required. In the lumbar region, there is a herniated disc at L3, L4, L4, L5, and L5S1, for which a series of epidural injections are advised for this patient. He also is found to have a sacroiliac joint involvement on the right on physical examination, which is also advised that two series of diagnostic injections be performed. The patient so far did not make it for this appointment. He'll be impressed upon this again. Physical examination shows that the blood pressure, patient still controls the symptoms, complains of the symptoms of left elbow pain. Lower back pain is 9, neck pain, mid back pain is only 4. The pain in the left knee is around 8 with difficulty walking. He also reports a radiation of pain from the lower back to the right buttock and right upper thigh and right front thigh up to the knee only. Other than that, no other symptoms are reported. ADLs are affected 9, while 70% improvement is reported by the patient with all the treatments that he has undergone. Please review the chart for the ADL for system review. As well as for the additional history. There's no new additional history. Current pain medications, substance abuse, as well as compliance history. The physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 138/101, pulse is 98, pulse ox is 98. Rest of the exam will be the same from previous visit of 10-12-2023, dictation number 1016-021. Although patient has had surgery to the left knee at Saratoga Hospital by Dr. Kowalski, he still need to see a orthopedic surgeon. I'm referring him for that. He's also completed his neuropsych therapy and evaluation by Dr. Gloria Love, and he's seeing Dr. Wooten. He has a case manager, and I'm sure all of this has been done. His physical therapy has been completed. I impressed upon him issue of laser treatment before surgery, as well as issue of chiropractic treatment that might help for another month or two. Other than that, no other plans. Injection treatment for lumbar, cervical, epidural, and also facet joints is informed to the patient. Injection to the left elbow can be done based on the epicondyle and olecranon process area tenderness, and left knee intra-articular injections are advised. Physical therapy is going to be terminated unless we get an evaluation from the therapist. I just check once a week, only for neck, lower back, right shoulder, and knee pain. And regarding the right shoulder, no treatment is required. Maybe AC joint injection can be done based on the MRI finding. It remains work off work for now, hospital replacement, transportation, case management. And his labs have been reviewed. Thank you very much.